This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of Live Your Spa Life Show. I am so thrilled to have our special guest today, Felicia Searcy, and I'm going to share with you guys a little bit about her as we have this conversation around spa life. So Felicia has helped thousands of accomplished people grow their business, both having impact on their life and their income. They've written books, they've dreamed bigger, they found their soulmates, and they're really just living bigger, bolder lives. And, you know, their contribution has proven to be part of her success formula that she's having. And we're going to jump into a conversation with her and have this conversation around spa life. So please welcome Felicia.
Thank you, Diane. It is a joy and thrill to be here with you today.
Thank you so much. And, you know, for our listeners and viewers who are just jumping in here and maybe wondering, you know, what is spa life? You know, spa life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. And why this is so important is that we are looking at living a life of intention, one that you have balance in all the different areas of your life. And so part of what we want to talk about is that, you know, Felicia, so many people live their life by default. And we're going to have a conversation around having a life that you design, one where you consciously create that. So how is it that you live your spa life where you are consciously creating your life?
Well, I love that when I was reading your information that you talked about designing a life out of design or default, because that's what I teach as well. And so first and foremost, it's understanding a couple of fundamental principles about how our results are created. Number one, to understand that there is this field of invisible energy around us that is intelligent, it is generative, it is creative, and it is responsive. And that whatever it is that we are predominantly mentally rehearsing in this remarkable faculty of our imagination, think about this, we're the only species on the planet that has the ability to consciously choose our images. Those images have energy to them. We can feel it in our body. And it's, you know, it's our emotions. And in some fantastical way that quantum physics is now proving, that then sets up a resonance, which is now broadcasting to this energy field of love and creativity and intelligence that only desires for us to live abundant. And so we're broadcasting these images and these feelings out to this field, and it then organizes according to the pattern that we're giving it. Now, here's the deal with that. We are always broadcasting something. So unless we are intentionally choosing images that reflect a life that absolutely brings us alive when we think about it, we are broadcasting the same habitual images that created the same results. And I would imagine that most of your listeners have created really good results. And there's always that next incarnation that life is calling us into, which is our growth and transformation process. So as you hook this to your spa life, it's to understand that we have this creative capacity, that we are not at the mercy of what's happening outside of us, that we actually have the ability to direct and mold what's going on outside of us, and to begin to create and weave images that reflect a life answering the most reverent question that we can ask, which is, what would I love? And what I work with all four areas, it's not just your work or it's not just your wealth, that if we don't have a life of empowerment with our health and our relationships and our vocation, how we're sharing our gifts, our talents, our capability, and our freedom on our calendar and in our checkbook, we don't have true wealth. That when you think of the word wealth, it means well-being. That in order to really create a life that you're talking about, Diane, and that you work with your folks, we must consider and we must include all four domains as we are then weaving these images and then stepping into those images now as the person living that life, not waiting for it to happen, but realizing that I can put this on now. I can act like the person that's created this life now. And the more we're able to do that, the more we're able to identify ourselves as the person living that life, the more willing we are to be able to entertain the ideas and see the opportunities that are always around us that are a match for that life, and we're taking action on those ideas in a very different way, which allows our results to then begin to change and reflect deep down what is it that we really desire.
You know how much I love this, Felicia. You know, this is such a juicy conversation, and our listeners are just, I'm sure you guys, you know, really listen closely to this. You know, Felicia has been a student of the spiritual side of success for over 30 years. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about what are those four different areas, because, you know, people tend to do like all or nothing as well. You know, they'll focus on home life, but then they'll be thinking about their work, and then they'll be looking at work, and they'll be thinking about their home life. And, you know, one of the things that I love to talk about with people too is how we have that perfect weave of really having all the reflection of our life. And I know that you've mastered this, and I'd love to see, you know, let's talk a little bit more about what those four things are.
Yeah. So let me say this about mastering, because all of us, so Diane, you are a master, right? I mean, you are an expert. You are supporting your folks with this, that I have reached a level of mastery at the level that I have reached. And life is always inviting us into an even greater level of mastery, because it is the growth and transformational process. So I'm going to get to the four areas, but one of the things that I have learned, and I watch you do this as well, is that to really honor the level of accomplishment that we have created, and then to stay humble to what we don't know. Because yeah. The desire for more is life inviting us into an even greater awareness of how this all works and how it then reflects into our life. So I wanted to say that because, you know, I'm now on my next growing edge, as I know you are, with whatever, you know, life is seeking to express and expand by means of you.
Right. I appreciate that clarity, because, you know, when people think of it, the term mastery, they think like they've attained and this is the highest level. And so I love that reflection in terms of, you know, we hit mastery, but yet there's always more. Right?
That's it. You
know,
that's it.
One of the things I remember, you know, speaking with, you know, one of our mentors, you know, Sandra Yancey, was when you hit that ceiling, you actually start at the ground floor again. And that was such a different for me around mastery, right? Was that you hit a floor where you're starting over again, because you're having to look at things with now the new vision of where you're at and really building upon that. So I love that clarity, because I think sometimes when people hear the word mastery, they feel like, okay, we're all done, right?
Check. Done with that.
Right. But, you know, one of the messages that, you know, we both talk about is elevating consciousness. And, you know, when you talk about that, there's always that next level, that next expression, you know. And I know when you talk about really reaching into the infinite intelligence as part of that partnership in having you go to that next level. So I'd love to, you know, see how you've kind of conspired together in, with, you know, growth and success to really leverage that infinite intelligence. I'd love to have you speak a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So one of the things that I work on with people is understanding that your desire for whatever it is. And so let's weave in the four areas, which was your original question, as I answer and talk to this next question, that we all, as the human species, we have desires. And so many people have been trained to dial down their desire, that somehow your desire is wrong or it's selfish, or people will do anything to avoid disappointment. That if you have a desire and you don't fulfill that desire, now you have to deal with disappointment. So what I help people understand is that your desire is not yours. It is life seeking more. It is this infinite intelligence knocking at the door of your heart, inviting you to discover more of who you are, more of your capability, more of your skill, more awareness, and a deeper companionship with this energy, this creative force of love that weaved us into existence, right? I mean,
yes.
We didn't wake ourselves up this morning. We can't even take one breath on our own, that we were weaving. I don't know if that's a word. It's a word now because
it's
I said
it. It's a word today.
It is. That we were woven to existence through the fabric of love itself.
Right, absolutely.
So let's have your listeners and viewers take a moment and let's imagine that we're back and we're at a reunion and we're all in person at some event 3 years from now. And we're in a conversation and you are talking about your life. What's the conversation you would love to be having about your life? Now, what I want to help you understand is that when you ask the question, what would I love? It is not a selfish question. It is not a self-centered question. It is not a fanciful question. It's not a question that you're asking on a whim. It is the deepest, holiest, most reverent question that you can ask, because what you're doing is tapping into the stream of love, wanting to express by means of the manifestation of the answer to that question through you. Mm-hmm. So think about the conversation that we're having 3 years from now. Think about your health. Now, here's the deal about these four areas. You're going to create results in those four areas no matter what. If you keep breathing, you have a health report. You go to the doctor and you'll get your blood pressure and you'll get your blood results and your weight, and whatever else it is, you will have a health report. Unless you're sitting on an island someplace, but you still have a relationship with yourself.
That happens regardless.
You're going to have results in the realm of your relationships that you're living and you're moving and you're interacting. So 3 years from now, whether you create those relationships or you just keep doing what you've been doing, you will have results in your relationships. You're going to be doing something with your time. You know, when I talk about your vocation, it's how you're sharing your gifts, your talents, your capabilities. You are doing something in regards to how you are physically engaging with your time. So are you actively involved in activities that where you are able to contribute, where you're growing, where you're expanding? Or is it the same old where you're contracting and there's no real, you're just kind of unconscious doing it? Right. And then the final piece is that when you think about your calendar, now, I know that you do this, Diane, and it's I've been working with a calendar now for a number of years, as I work with a number of different mentors, you know, because I want really smart people around me because I want to keep growing. Our calendar is the energetic blueprint of our life. Our calendar Absolutely. Has an energy to it, and that you can look at your calendar and you can see the mapping of your life, and your calendar either tells you what to do or you tell your calendar what to do. Right. And you can feel the rhythm of your calendar. And so 3 years from now, what's on your calendar? Who's on your calendar? What's the rhythm of that calendar? And then the freedom in your money, you are going to have money results. And so think in terms of when you think about your checkbook, what's happening in the world of your checkbook? Are you making financial decisions based on conditions? Are you doing what I call the money may I game? Or are you are you making decisions based on what you love because you understand that there is an infinite intelligence and that we live in a field of abundance, and that as you tap into that, you are able to experience a level of abundance that up until this point was out of your realm of even possibly dreaming about. So I hope that answered those questions together.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I mean, Felicia, this is so like, you know, packed with so much, you know, richness that I want to kind of unpack it a little bit just so that we can get really clear, because especially I know, you know, people will kind of listen to some things on the fly and they'll hear a few words, but it maybe won't land deeply enough for them. So I'd love to go back to, you know, the calendar having an energy about it. You know, part of what I share about this is that, you know, your calendar is your mind in action. Like what's on there is the life that you are living. Like, so when you look at your week, is there a lot of things on there that you have to do or you feel like you have to do, or is it things that you get to do? And so, you know, we've talked so much about, you know, consciously creating, and sometimes people don't take that leap and or make that connection is that the calendar is actually a deeper tool. It's not just where we throw things down on. It is that energetic, you know, vehicle that really is a reflection of our life.
Yes.
So when people really understand that, we really have that control and that creative paintbrush, if you will, to really have it be more about what we love to do, what our desire is. I love how you connect that in about our desires and to be completely unapologetic about that, because we're here to do something really big and to really step into that and to really utilize that calendar as that tool to be a reflection. Because if what you see on the calendar is something that you don't like, then you're creating a life that you don't love. Right? And so you can change it. You can look at it. And I know that you've spoken a lot about, you know, how you've grown your trust, you know, to conspire with growth and success. I'd love to have you talk a little bit more about that and how this comes into this, about growing your trust around, you know, creating what you want.
Exactly. And everything that you just said, Diane, is right on. That our calendar is actually a tool for transformation.
Yes.
Because whatever the current calendar is reflects the highest level of allowance of freedom that you have given yourself permission to experience. So when you begin to think in terms of a calendar that you would love, it requires all of us to stare down some very old stories around what we think we have to do, right? Yes. In order to survive or succeed. When you really start looking at your calendar and you're thinking about a harmony, you're thinking about a rhythm that, and you're testing it with your body, you're testing it with your energy. Is it expansive or is it contractive? Is it life-giving or is it life-depleting? And you think about putting things on your calendar, or more importantly, taking things off your calendar.
Yes.
That you've got a really solid reason why it's on there. It requires you to lean more deeply into an awareness that there really is something bigger than you, bigger than me at work, and that we can learn to trust and relax into this energy of support and love that is orchestrating in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. You know, conditions and incidences and magnetizing to us everything that we need in order to outwardly reflect this life that it is that you desire. You know, when you think about what you're asking people to do, Diane, it's such a fascinating phenomenon, spa life, that people, you know, potentially may think about hanging out by a pool or getting their nails done, or what you're doing is inviting people into a mastery level of awareness.
Yes.
That to be able to really trust something more than just us, enough to be able to relax and let go and train your body to accommodate a greater degree of ease. I mean, we all have a struggle habit that you are literally biologically wired for whatever level of freedom or struggle that you have currently created for yourself. And so as you work with Diane, the work that you're doing with Diane, that she's inviting you into a mastery level of transformation where it's not just about hanging out by the pool, eating bonbons, but
right? Right. It's about that feeling.
Yeah, and it's an awareness that there's something so much more powerful and profound at work in by means of you and through you are able to exhale and trust this and relax into it and then take that step of then scheduling into your calendar some white space or, you know, space for fun or to take that step, what it is that you would really love. And even though your insides are shaking and your knees are wobbling, you're trusting that there's something more profound at work that you can step into and you can do this.
Right. Well, you know, another one of our beautiful mentors, Laura Gisborne, always yes. talks that it doesn't need to be so hard, you know? And so I love how you share, you know, with your people in terms of, you know, welcoming things into your space versus making them happen. You know,
yes.
there seems to be a different energy between making something happen versus being in a space of allowing. And so again, coming back into that energy around the calendar is, you know, notice how a lot of people will have things like every hour on the hour. And so, you know, that leads me into that, you know, I feel like the biggest addiction right now that's happening for people in the busyness of their life, that it's the busy addiction that, you know, it's like you ask someone how they are and they talk about, I'm so busy. And, you know, we all have the same 24 hours and it's that creative process of how we're doing that. And so, you know, when we look at our time, it's not about putting something in to cram in one more thing.
Yeah.
You know, we actually need to create more space. So I love about you talking about taking things off the calendar, because I know that freaks people out, right? Because they feel like they have so much to do, right? And really, you know, you can have that sense of peace and accomplishment by having fewer things, having them done well, and having a sense that there's a time and a flow of everything in life. And one of the things, especially as entrepreneurs, that I have found, and I pretty sure you've seen this as well, is that there tends to be no end. You know, there's no celebration, there's no completion, there's not following the cycles of life.
Yeah.
Have this sense of like, you know what, when is the day done? You know, because we are so service orientated, and I know all of our listeners, they just want to help and they want to do more and they want to support. However, one of the first steps of really serving is to serve yourself and to be in that place that self-care is, you know, not a luxury. It's what we need to do to really fill ourselves up so that we can have more to give. And part of that is allowing the white space. And, you know, when we talk about mastery, I mean, this is something that, you know, I am in constant conversation with myself to decide, you know, what is it that I'm truly here to do? What is the reflection so that I can not only heal myself, but to heal the world by my choices. And what I choose to do is just as important what I choose not to do.
That's it, Diane. You know, you used the word unapologetic earlier, and absolutely. And what I would encourage us to even go beyond that to an accountability, that when there is a desire, a deep heart desire, not a flyby, like flirting with something. Yeah, superficial. That's the great word. But a deep heart desire, we actually have an accountability to it.
Yes.
Because again, it's not ours. It is the universe itself seeking a greater expression by means of us. And so with that, understanding that energy needs breathing room. And so if we're crammed with so much activity, and that's that I got to make it happen. It's all up to me that I got to do this. This is what it is to really build a level of awareness and companionship and communion with something so much more dynamic than ourselves that we actually give ourselves permission to relax and give creativity room, give life room to breathe through us. And what if, so one of the things that I've been working with over the last couple of years that has been suggested to me by different mentors along the way, what if I could actually create a higher degree of success with a greater degree of ease? That what if actually putting more white space, going down to Malibu and walking along the beach or curling up with my husband or, you know, shutting everything off and having dinner, what if that was actually a key element to the recipe of success?
Ta-da! I hope some light bulbs are going off with our listeners right now, because I can already feel the resistance for people going, how can that be? Right?
Yeah. Think about this. Think about it. So here's what I love to help people understand. Number one, you cannot have the idea without the means to create it being here.
Yes.
That it's called the law of polarity, that the idea represents that, in fact, there is a solution, that there is a means by which that can happen.
Yes.
And think about through our entire history of things that people just were absolutely no way. And here we are. I mean, I'm talking to you unplugged into a box. I mean, effectively, I'm talking to a box, right? And I can see your gorgeous face. And so, you know, part of being a master, part of being an entrepreneur, part of being a growing, evolving human species is being willing to challenge those paradigms that we have just accepted as absolute truth that somebody just effectively made up. And the thing about it is, you get to make something else up, because you're making it up anyway.
Right. I love this conversation. I mean, Felicia, you're obviously, you know, so passionate about this as I am. And so please share with us, you know, why is this so important to you? And how did you come to recognize this important understanding that true success is really having success in all areas of our life?
Yeah. So I am a student of the law. I mean, I call these universal laws. Well, lots of people call them that, not just me. You know? And for decades, and I achieved a high level of success, and there was still areas that just were not clicking for me. And I gave myself a gift. And one of the things that I support people with is to give yourself the gift of really feeling your discontent, that it's not failure, it's not being unspiritual, it's not being ungrateful, but that your discontent is a signal from your soul inviting you into something more. Mm. So I gave myself permission to really feel the depth of discontent that I was having around particular areas in my life. And for me, they were around my vocation and they were around my income. You know, that I had the health, I had the relationships, but I didn't know how to put it all together. And I had what I've studied with Bob Proctor as well. And I, you know, Mary Morrissey has been a key mentor of mine for 7 years now. And then I studied with Bob Proctor and also, you know, as you shared, Laura Gisborne. Like I said, I keep really smart people around me. That Bob Proctor says that what I had was superior knowledge, inferior results. Now, my results were not inferior. Outside looking in, it looked really good. But there was that ache for more. And so as I answered that ache, and I made it a point to get very structured support, very similar to what you brilliantly offer people, Diane, that a system, an awareness, a mastery, an unwavering belief that you know that people can do this, and you stand with them with this remarkable sense of love and service and a proven formula. So I sought that out for myself with a mentor, got very clear about a particular system that, as I have shared with my folks, I've applied it in my own life and it's taken off. And I see what's possible, just like you. You see what's possible for people. And, you know, together we see people, successful people, suffering. And so it's that I'm, so it's going to sound like a bit of an oxymoron to use this word. So we balancedly drive, right? We have a balanced drive. Well, there's a drive to help people, and in the drive, understanding the necessity for the rhythm, for the harmony, that if I am so passionate about is helping people understand that this kind of life really is possible. And the power of this is that as we all come to grow in our awareness of who we really are and what's really possible for us, not only do our own lives get better, but it's, as you said earlier, it's truly the way that we heal the planet. Because imagine a life where every man, woman, and child were living a spa life. Fundamentally, it would transform the face of the planet.
Right. You know, important around this is, you know, like you said, you know, a lot of people will think of, you know, spa life as, you know, getting a manicure, or getting a massage. And of course, that's all part of it, you know, the enjoyment of it. But, you know, what if we created a life where we actually felt like that, no matter what we were doing in all the different aspects
yes.
of life? And that's the conscious co-creation that we can do each and every day to have that experience. And when we're not experiencing that, because, you know, it's not a Pollyanna where it's like, you know, everything's, you know, polished and rosy every day. What, you know, life happens, but how we react to that, how we channel that, how you talked about being open to have that accessibility to, you know, be in the place of that. We have to be that vehicle to have that energy continue at the higher levels. And everything is a reflection of what it is that we're doing. So I love where you're having this conversation about this conscious effort of doing what it is that we're doing, because that's where we get the reflection of our life. And, you know, part of what I talk about in spa life, you know, having that feeling that we have in each of our room, we want to feel differently in our bedroom than we do in our office, than we do in our family room. And so one of the things I would love to have you share with our listeners is, what is your favorite room and why?
I'll answer that question. But before I do, you know, what you're talking to is one of our superpowers. We have two superpowers. One of them is to consciously choose our images. And the second is to consciously generate feelings. Most people are reactive to what's happening out here, that they're at the mercy of what's happening out here. That when you understand that at any given moment, you have the ability to consciously choose how you're feeling in that moment. And that then dictates the ideas that you're willing to entertain, the way you see yourself. You will never outperform the way you see yourself. And literally, that's what you're transmitting. That's freedom, because then you can have conditions without yeah. conditions having you.
Right. And I'd love to interject into that real quick, because I'm sure there may be a couple people that may, you know, lose the impact of that in terms of creating our emotions. And so, you know, you ask somebody, well, how do you experience happiness? You experience happiness by being happy. You're choosing to be happy.
That's it.
Right. And so, you know, it's not like you're pulling it out of the thin air. You are consciously choosing the emotions that we're having. You know, like you said, in terms of having the reaction, you know, we choose to be frustrated or be overwhelmed or have these different things happen, you know, if you don't like a particular feeling, choose another one.
That's it.
Move in the direction. You know, you may not go from, you know, anger to happiness in one full moment. However, you can build upon that and start feeling, you know, grateful, or you can start feeling something that will move in that direction so that you actually are kind of starting the locomotion, if you will, to move in that direction of happiness. Because when we focus on that and we choose it, that's how we're able to choose our emotion, is by just, you know, doing it.
That's it. And when you think about gratitude, gratitude is the feeling tone that is harmonious with abundance. And that the power of being able to, in any given moment, consciously choose a different image, you know, because if you're feeling anything less than gratitude or happiness or joy or fulfillment, you are mentally seeing images that you're terrorizing yourself. You're using this faculty of your imagination to terrorize yourself. And so, yeah. Choose an image, because you're making it up anyway. So make it up in a way that causes you to generate feelings that are more aligned with who you are created to be and how you're able to live. All right. So my favorite room is my backyard.
Tell us about that.
I love being outside, listening to the birds, watching the squirrels. In fact, right before I came on this, one of my favorite activities, which is to hike and just, you know, I live in Southern California, and just to see the undulation of the mountains. And so I'll often have my coaching calls or prepare my content or just hang out in the beauty of my backyard, you know, because I'm got to make it up, and I use my power to create what it is that I want to create. And I feeling the wind on my face is just so nourishing for me to be outside.
Oh, I love that so much. I mean, there's so much, you know, I mean, talk about having, you know, a co-creation with the universe. Being out in nature is like our closest connection to be able to hear, you know, the wisdom in the wind, and to be able to experience just the beauty that we have around us. And, you know, there's so many times in rushing through life that we don't notice those things. So I love that you put yourself into the nature to really accept that beauty and that gratitude. So I absolutely love this. So Felicia, I know that our listeners are going to want to stay, you know, in contact with you. How can they do that?
Well, and I would love that. So you can go to my website, FeliciaCircy.com, and I got a free gift that you can sign up for. And then I do Facebook Live events, so you can sign up to be alerted for that. Just lots of other ways to support you in whatever way I can, as you are brilliantly opting in to choose to work with Diane. I mean, Diane, you just are doing a masterful work in the world. And anybody who makes a decision to work with you is really demonstrating their mastery, and they are blessed.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And, you know, one of the things that I'm sure they can find on your website as well is that, you know, you are a very successful international speaker. You know, you spoke at the eWomen Conference, which is, you know, like almost 1,000, you know, people there, and done breakouts. And, you know, there's so many ways that you're out there in the world. So, you know, please, for our listeners, make a point of, you know, seeking out Felicia for one of her live experiences to see, you know, how you can interject this into your life. And for those of you that are still kind of sitting back there wondering, like, so what exactly is Spa Life? Are we going to the spa? Are we co-creating? What's happening there? I also have a free gift to help you on that journey. And you can go to dianehoffman.com/guide and really see a deeper understanding of this conversation that Felicia and I are having about, you know, success is really not just one area of your life. It's a reflection of all the different areas, and you can choose it. And that is really what we are sharing with you today, is to really be more proactive in how you're experiencing your life. Give yourself the space and to really go out there and do it, right, Felicia? They can make it happen.
Yes, yes, you've got it. It's right in your hands. And so the question is, what are you going to choose to do with this remarkable power that you have been given?
So great. Well, thank you so much for being here and sharing all your pearls of wisdom.
Thank you, Diane. It's been great.
Wonderful. And to all of our listeners, until we speak again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehoffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.